Blog Talk Radio.
Social Change Action Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Probably should also be known as Spy Espionage Radio. We thank them for the platform and for the forum. And we take full advantage of these resources while we have to bring news that you don't see on television, information to the family, to our brothers and sisters, friends and foes alike, and to be able to communicate as a community about what we need to do, and to be able to galvanize and to still recognize that change is necessary, and we still do have somewhat of an ability to make change, to change ourselves socially, how we socialize, how we deal with our families, our children, with those around us. Understanding accountability is still important. And understanding that the Most High watches everything we do, how we get down, how we carry ourselves, how we treat our brothers and sisters. The onus is still upon you, still upon us. So welcome to Straight No Chaser. I want to invite you to call in. This is a show designed to bring shock and awe to our community. If you've listened to some of the shows in the archives, we've talked about some serious topics that's affecting our people. Homosexuality, gay lifestyle, in and out of our churches and our community, women taking over, women in the pulpits, men without spines not raising these children, the fact that we're letting our kids run the streets and run rampant, how lazy and comfortable we've gotten with the way things are going and with the status quo, the whole attitude of giving up and not believing that there's a way out, believing that the light at the end of the tunnel is actually a train and running the opposite direction. We're trying to combat that. It's never too late. There's a lot of prognosticators of doom and gloom out there. And we here at the Social Change Action Network have made a conscious decision this year, 2012, that we are not going to play the fear factor card. We're not going to sit up here and tell you about all these conspiracy theories to get you afraid. We're not going to be prognosticators of dooms, of doom and telling you about destruction that's to come. The Most High has spoken of all these things in the Word, but more than anything, it's important for us to know that we don't operate in fear. We operate out of faith, and we got to keep hope and optimism at the forefront and still try and pull our brothers and sisters up out of the situation that they're in. The thing that is a trip to me is for people to sit in a pulpit of wood or to go out somewhere to the little jobs around all these other people, these other nations, these other races, these other cultures, feel all powerful, and then come home and realize that you can't do a damn thing about changing the state of this world or the predicament that your community is in. And then those that are actually thrust into a position to be able to do something for the community, as we talked about last week, how they are instructed by their handlers and their payees to never do anything outside of their family and to do everything else for the community as a photo op, throw a kibble and a bit and make sure it's a photo op or a press op, and don't let it go any further than that. Why do you think it is that our communities have not been turned around or changed with all of the millionaires that we have that are black people now that will only do for their families? We know we're under the curses. We know how we are. We know how we don't help one another. We know what that stems from. We can go all the way back to socialization, Willie Lynch letters, slavery, what has happened to us, the curses. But there is change on the horizon. Brothers and sisters are not only becoming conscious, they are waking up. But tonight, I'm putting out a clarion call for those who are awake and do realize that change starts with you. I've always said that if a man can change himself, he can change his family. If he can change his family, he can change his community. If he can change his community, he can change his city. If you can change a city, you can begin to change your state. What we're trying to do right now is find common ground. There's a few things I want to talk about tonight. We got a lot of people waking up, coming up out of religion, coming up out of churchianity and Christianity, but what's actually happening is they're coming into a truth and knowledge, but the truth and knowledge that they're coming into, they're turning it into religiosity and creating a separate platform that actually mirrors what they've come out of, not realizing that the way they've been socialized, that they've only become free to put themselves and others back into bondage. And when one becomes free, you understand your liberty and you walk in that, and you don't need for anything. You realize from clarity that everything is provided for you. It's so easy for us to fall back into the grips of being handicapped and thinking we need a handout or crutches to survive and exist in this system, in this society. Well, nobody know nothing about hunting and fishing and planting crops and how to purify your own water. That's gone. Now we're scared to raise our children, chastise our children, scared to be a man. A woman is scared to be a woman. She's a CEO at a company, comes home feeling good, look through her black book, decide who she want to be with. But at night, still alone, crying in bed, no arms around her. But now it's to the point where they don't even cry no more. They're so embittered and angry at their disposition and the juxtaposition of our people. They're confused and don't know what to do because the brothers, the brotherhood, will not take a stand and make themselves known. I'm your host, V the Preacher. This is Straight No Chaser every Thursday. That guest calling number is 213-769-0910. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you have to say. And all homes, barred, no stops, just bring it. I want to hear from you if you want to call in. There's a few things I want to talk about tonight, and at the end of the show, I've got some news topics I want to read to you, some articles that come from overseas where they kind of put the news on the internet that we don't get over here as far as what's happening with the United States actually sending troops into Israel. Babylon has invaded Israel, even though the Khazarian Jews have been there for quite some time. You know, I feel sorry for our brothers and sisters that fled over there talking about I'm living in the promised land. They don't know all hell's about to break loose in Israel, as if it already hasn't. You know, they're calling that the promised land and saying that the promised people are in Israel, and they're having gay parades. There's gay parades over there. Homosexuality is high over there. You know what's even more of a trip is that the rate of skin cancer is at an all-time high in Israel because those people that are over there don't belong over there. They don't have the complexion or the melanin to exist in that climate. But that's for another show. Just wanted to put that out there. So the number again is 213-769-0910. It's a Straight No Chaser. Listen, there's something I want to talk about that's on my mind. And this is a show. This is one of the rare shows I get to do where I can vent a little bit. You know, we have our health shows on Tuesday, Simply Word Wednesday, where we just break down the precepts line upon line. And, of course, on the Shabbat, we normally have one of the teachers and rabbis from over in the UK. Our condolences to the brother, Rabbi Michael from Nigeria, who passed away this week. Our condolences out to him. A lot of our brothers have shaven their heads. They're in mourning for him. We won't be hearing from them in the UK. On this Shabbat, I will be teaching at the Glory Mountain broadcast. We'll just be having our time of fellowship, but we want to keep them, that family, in prayers because it was an unexpected death at the same time. But here on Thursday nights, it's Straight No Chaser where we deal with our community. And there's something that's taking place in our community in the Bay Area that I want to talk about. Last week, 2 weeks ago, we had a 14-year-old young man running around here sexually assaulting women in the late 20s and 30s, 14-year-old young man with a gun running around the streets. I don't know if he was on his little trike, his bike, his scooter, or what, walking up to women, getting off work, sexually assaulting them. He was able to successfully, and I shouldn't say successfully, he was able to evade the authorities for quite some time. They never did catch him. I don't even know if they wanted to catch him because, you know, as I've told people before, they catch you, they want to catch. Those cameras on those lights are not for tickets or running red lights. There's not that much red light running in the world. Big Brother is watching. That is for monitoring. They can track you wherever you go. And there is a system on those cameras that has there are facial recognition software. There's components on those cameras to where they can zoom in to your facial features and goes into a database, and they're able to pull up your record and who you are. They're doing the same thing with your license plates with these cameras inside of police cars and on these stoplights. So, you know, we put the information out there on this show, but here's the deal. They catch who they want to catch, and they did not want to catch this. This young man turned himself in, and we never got a chance to see who he is. I remember seeing some sisters on the news talking about wow, you know, I leave the house every day. I'm either prepared, pepper spray, strapped. I'm looking. I keep my keys in my hand. I'm watching. But they're like, now I don't know what to look for. I thought I knew what to look for, but 14 years old? She said, they're coming younger now. I don't know what to do. I think the elite and the handlers feel that they have definitely become successful with having destroyed our community and our people when they get these little signs like this that they're turning our children into monsters. All of our girls are lesbians, and all of our dudes are flirting with homosexuality. Started with the pants sagging. Go back to a couple of our earlier shows, a show we did with Brother Dawa out of Chicago. We got some foul things happening in our community, and it's coming through the films that these children watch. It's coming through the music. Your children are not even capable of defending themselves against the technology that is subliminally programming them as to what they will do and become. I stated once before that on CDs and albums, there are many levels of unheard technology and subliminal diffused messages in the songs that the normal ear can't pick up, but the spirit, the soul man, can pick up and tune into. And there are messages being sent to our children to kill, to destroy their community, to hate their parents, to get into the gay lifestyle, the homosexual lifestyle, to get high, to not care. And this is why our children are dumbed down. We've gone from being number 3 in education in the world to number 28. We are one of the dumbest nations as it pertains to our children in the world. They put the answers in the textbooks now to keep our children dumbed down. So now they've put so much hopelessness is so pervasive in our community that now the children are saying, I don't give a damn. I probably won't live to be 20. There's nothing out there for me. There's no more jobs. So now at 14 years old, I'm sticking up. All I see is sex all day on the TV. I'm getting high at 14. I'm taking E. I'm taking ecstasy because that's what's in my community. Mama don't give a damn. I ain't got no daddy. I ain't seen my daddy. So I'm going out here and rape 30-year-old women at 14 years old. They said he acted like he had a gun. He never pulled the gun out. It was in his pocket. Running around the streets of Oakland raping women. And then he supposedly walks into the youth authority and turns himself in. Now, you know, I don't never believe anything I see on the news. We always have to filter through it, read between the lines to understand what's really going on. You have to be discerning to watch the news. You have to understand scriptures. You have to understand what's going on overseas. And you have to understand the agenda. Okay? One thing, like I said earlier, we no longer perpetrate fear here at Social Change Action Network because that is the goal, because these elite, these people, these Satanists, these people that don't give a damn about us, they thrive on fear. They thrive on us being afraid, but they know there's a new breed of black man and black family that's raising up. But it starts here with us. The conversation starts with us. And what it also starts with is you. I want to talk to you, my brothers, tonight. You losing your fear. The reason I'm talking about this story about this 14-year-old running around raping 30-year-old women is because how many men were in that boy's life that walked by him and didn't say nothing to him? How many so-called strong women were in his life that thought they could be his daddy and raise him and saw how he turned out? Chances are that his family told him to turn himself in because they didn't want to get caught for whatever they're living and whatever they're doing, whatever lifestyle they're into. Brothers, check this out. I need you to call in. If you're listening, 213-769-0910, but I'm challenging you tonight. Isaiah talked about how children would rule over us and women would try and lead us. And this is what they've set up with feminism back in the 1900s, which crept all into the black community, and now women want to tell men when to sit down, when to shut up, and they actually believe, even though there's more women than men, they actually believe they get the choice and they have the right to pick a brother, and all the brothers fighting over the same woman. And most of you brothers fighting over the woman that's got money and got a job because you don't want to work because you're lazy as hell. It's time for us to lose the fear that we have of these young people. You can sit up here and tell me you're not afraid, but the case, fact of the matter is that if you won't check a young man who's walking around with his pants sagging around you, if you won't check a young man that's pimp-slapping a 70-year-old man on the bus and three of his friends laughing and you sitting there letting it go on, you don't think you ain't going to have to give an account for that? Where are my real soldiers that aren't afraid to deal with the community, aren't afraid of death, aren't afraid of fisticuffs, aren't afraid of taking back what belongs to us? The Most High have people that have name written, that has his name written in their foreheads. They're going to be protected. But as I said in Simply Word last night, these are brothers that's already representing right now because they came through hell, went through hell, and they still standing. And if you get close enough to them, you can smell the smoke on them. They're resilient. They're strong. They made it through the invasion of crack in the 80s. They still holding their families together. We got a lot of fathers out there that's raising their children by themselves. I applaud you tonight. I salute you. I know who you are. I see you. They downplay you. They won't talk about you. But we got some other brothers that society's been trying to push you down. Women have been trying to push you down. And kids downplay you. I'm calling you to the forefront. There's no more time for you to be able to walk by a young man on the streets and you afraid he might be packing, so you tiptoe by him because you don't want to say nothing to him. What you don't know is that he's actually starving for some attention for a real man to speak into his life and not a faggot. I'm not talking about you down low brothers that have a problem. Go back in the archives, you listen to the show, and you get your life right. We don't hate you. But you need to get your life right. Get your life right. Get right with the Most High. Respect yourself, then respect your community, and leave these boys alone. We got enough of that going on in the Christian church where these little pastors playing with these boys. They ain't got no respect for clergy and church no more. So where my brothers at that's coming with that full testosterone shot? You a real man. Community needs you. My son's got partners he bring by here. I check every one of them. I put positivity into them. I put this word into them. I check on them and see what they're doing. And I make it clear that you don't bring nothing in my house you ain't supposed to bring in. And this is how we get down. This is what I stand for, and this is what you better stand for. At the end of the day, it ain't nothing but love and respect for that. But you too scared to holler at these young men. I can only imagine how many times that 14-year-old kid probably sold a bag of weed or some crack to one of our older brothers, our so-called supposed to be elders, and he lost all respect. Who taught this 14-year-old boy to go out and rape 30-year-old women to get sex? What are he doing? What he seeing? What is he being exposed to? Who did he see probably rape his mama? We don't know. The story could go on and on and on. And then he turns himself in because they had his name, they had his school, they knew where he was. Ain't nobody said nothing about who his parents, his family is, did he fall through the cracks, is he a foster child? What's the deal? When we were a community coming out of Babylon, even through Timbuktu, and we had the laws and precepts and we had structure, we had elders in our community that dealt with us. I'm going to speak on that in a minute, too, because we got folks running around here calling themselves elders, and they like 20, 19, 21. Sit your butt down. You are not an elder. Sit down. Let me stick with the topic first before I deal with that. Let me say something, brother. If you are in your 40s or 50s, you have been blessed, protected, and increased to survive some incredible odds. And I've written a book and it's coming out. Nobody understands the title. Let me explain it to you. And I don't care anybody. It can come out with the same title, too. I don't worry about that copyright stuff. Most High has got me. The title was Sacred Mischief. Everybody's like, what the hell are you talking about, sacred mischief? How can mischief be sacred? Because it's a paradox. It's a dichotomy of terms. It seems like polar opposites. But what the Most High revealed to me and what I got from it is that a lot of the mischief that you older brothers, you old triple OGs they call you, that you got into at a younger age, that you survived, can become sacred in its content when used to keep somebody else from going through what you went through and survived. Because there was a scripture that said, what the devil meant for evil, God meant it for good. So you take that scripture and understand that everything had a purpose. So what we need to understand, and the point I'm trying to make, is that your survival and your purpose in life is to give back from what you've experienced. If you can't do that, then you are no good to the community, let alone yourself or your family. There's a sense of wisdom and maturity that you're expected to walk into. But nah, we got brothers in their 40s and 50s sagging hip-hop, dying all the gray in their hair, cutting everything off, trying to get a young honey that's 18 to 21 and just scared of death and maturing in life and don't want to represent and be that. And you know what? And you become effeminate. You become metrosexual. I mean, you don't even know what they're doing to you. They're putting so much estrogen in your food. There are xenoestrogens in those plastic bottles that you drink water out of. What happens with estrogen? It takes away your testosterone and makes you soft, and you lose your will to fight. They're putting chemicals in your food that make you docile and don't give you any testosterone and make you not want to fight. That's why you all gut, you all soft, and you're scared to stand up, and you're full of fear. Remember when they used to call us cock diesel because you were strong and you was ready? But now everything is killing you because you're not fighting for your health and your life. So here's what's happening with sacred mischief. The Father expects that if he's allowed you to live this long, the onus is upon you to become an elder in your community and begin to raise your community and your family. It takes a village. I got a young brother here right now. His father landed in the pen. I already told him, you ain't falling through the cracks. I, the coaches, everybody's stepping up to make sure you don't fall through the cracks. How many of us are willing to step in like that because they're throwing all our brothers in the pen, chipping them up, poisoning them, and trying to put them down so that they don't come out strong, trying to make sure they fall into homosexuality so that they don't come out strong? You know, we need some of y'all to minister and stand up and talk to these brothers and tell them you shake that crap that you've been through in the pen. So, you think you're here for no damn reason but to party and kick it and do what the hell you want? Or do you understand your life has purpose and that people need you? My challenge is that don't ever walk out your house again without saying something to some young black man about his education, about his manhood. And about respecting himself. And about this violence. I got too many YouTube preachers, blog talk preachers, everybody that want to cry from afar. And don't nobody want to go in the hood. You want to find out if I, you know, because I'm not no hypocrite. I'm a commissioner in this city. I have to go into the deep parts of the ghetto. They gave me a part of town that nobody wanted to go into. Now, because I'm in there, everybody want to run up in there. You can't go nowhere until the Most High says it's time for you to go. And if you go, you better make sure you check out doing something that he wanted you to do and fighting for something that you believe in. Oh, no, I see. You want to go with some Viagra. You want to go creeping, get in a hotel room and doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. That's the legacy you want to leave behind. Your number one legacy are your children. If you ain't got no children, it's what you do for the Most High in your community. Because the only thing you can take with you when you leave is everything you've given away by word, by gift, by work that you put in. Brothers, this is what I do, straight no chaser. I ain't got time to be soft or to be playing with it. We are all failing ourselves, and the problem is we don't realize how connected we are. When a 14-year-old young black man goes around raping 30-year-old women, when you get on the bar, that woman's clutching her purse, saying, I know if a 14-year-old will rape me, I know what the hell you'll do to me. We are all interconnected. And the scheme of things is to get our young people to destroy themselves and destroy us and have us walking around afraid of these young people? Come on, bro, you got to be kidding me. I tell my son, you take them headphones off your head, and when you walk out the door, put your discernment cap on, check everything around you and know what's going on. Walk around here whistling, looking up in the air. Your spirit man tell you what's going on all around you and who's conspiring, doing what. Today, we had a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old rob a 12-year-old at gunpoint for his Christmas bike. I'm saying, what the hell is going on? It is not funny. I'm like, man, these kids got guns, and I know who bringing them into the community and giving it to them. They just got guns. See, so first of all, those that have registered guns, you're going to be considered a terrorist. They're going to come take your guns. You have to turn them in. But the ones, they know there's guns in the community that aren't registered. So what do you think they're going to do to the community? Try and let them kill as many of themselves as possible, and then get them to shoot those guns so we can go in and just destroy the whole community and take them by force. They got troops getting ready to march in here through Canada, foreign troops, NATO troops, because they know the American troops will not kill their own people. So they got foreign troops, NATO troops, ready to march in here and shut down our communities and camp all of them, FEMA camp all of them, when they declare martial law. And they can't wait to come in our community and start blowing brothers away because they think we're all animals when we are acting out as animals. We can't talk about the 60s, 70s, and 80s no more. We can't say it's over. It's not over till it's over. Stop feeling a sense of powerlessness. That is the goal with these YouTube fright videos. With these videos, even about these FEMA camps, martial law, and about the economy and jobs, the purpose of putting this out there is to help you to lose hope and to have you full of fear and to keep you from fighting. Brothers, I need you to get your health right. I need you to get back in the gym. I need you to know that you are not too old. I need you to know that you need to be strong and solid. I need you to know that Moses didn't get cracked until he was about 40. I need you to know that you are still a warrior and a soldier. I need you to know that you can still fight like David, like Dawid, up until the last breath. Man, they had to throw a woman in the bed with King David just to see if he was dead. He didn't touch her. They said, yeah, the king is dead. I need brothers to galvanize and come together. When you see us beginning to separate because of different doctrinal beliefs and differences, somebody need to check it and say, hey, we've had enough of that. We'll deal with that later in the wilderness. Let's find a common ground and let's build on that. Because right now we can't even afford to be divided. They're shooting us in the back
and then surrounding the shot person on the ground with cops and watching us bleed out. And then we are so dumbed down, full of aluminum, metals, and chemtrails and nasty food, we will actually sit there and watch them shoot one of us and not make a move or do anything. This is where I have to commend the brothers and sisters in Egypt and over there in the Middle East. They'll pick up a rock and start throwing it at a tank and will fight. I'm not talking about Occupy Oakland where everybody's down there drinking 40s, drinking the water, the mad water, and smoking the blunts, and it's a party, and then they want to get up there and yell and throw their fists up. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about brothers at a former front line that's willing to stand and fight, because the time is coming where you're going to have to fight. Don't tell yourself it's hopeless. Don't tell yourself it's hopeless. Who would have walked up on this 14-year-old and I think 15, 16-year-old robbing a 12-year-old at gunpoint for his bike? You scared? Go turn on YouTube and log in how to disarm somebody and study and practice at home. When I was running them streets, I practiced disarming people and did it many a times, taking away all kind of weapons out of people's hands that pulled it on me. Don't be walking around scared of these kids with no guns, because half the times they can't shoot, can't use them. I'm pissed that kids are robbing babies for a bike at gunpoint. And I know we're seeing this. I'm pissed at the 80s and 90s that had people talking about snitches get stitches. You know what? You ain't got to snitch, but you got to put somebody in check. I'm just giving out a clarion call. I'm sounding an alarm and saying it's time for us to take back our communities. And I'm saying that the solution tonight is to start with yourself. You need to man up. Become strong. If you got a child you haven't seen or talked to, damn that system keeping them away and that crazy woman keeping them away. Between you and the Most High, much prayer, righteousness, and you standing up. Let me tell you something. When you begin to change yourself from within, it matriculates. And then after that, it begins to emanate from within. When you become righteous and get in tune with who you are and who the Most High made you and get your soul in check and begin to cleanse your body and cleanse your mind, it begins to show on the outside. And those around you can see it and they begin to respect it. They get out your way. A young man will want to sit down and talk to you and listen to you because he can see in your eyes that you a general, you somebody that's been somewhere, you got something to say. These young people can look in your eyes and see when you're full of fear. They can look in your eyes and see when you ain't about nothing. They can look in your eyes and see when you corrupt. It takes a demon to know another demon. Brothers, I can't even get you to talk to our young ladies because you're too busy trying to hit it. Because our girls now, 12, 14 years old, built like strippers and walk around with stripper shoes, and they ready to get, they trying to get busy. And so you scared to even holler at them because you struggling with your lust on the inside because you don't have yourself in check. So you struggling with perversion that you can't even go and get our baby girls so they don't know what it is to have a strong male role model in their lives. Bring them into that place. And then you got the brothers that's doing the same thing for these dudes and looking at them in the wrong way. So you don't have your soul and your spirit in check, so they don't want to hear from you. They laughing at you and quick to take you out. As I said, it starts with you. It starts with you. And it emanates from within. and begins to matriculate and touch everything around you to the point where if you go back and listen to Simply Word Wednesday, and what I said is that I talked about the power of humility and humbleness that nobody understands. It's not being used as a doormat. It's realizing that I don't have to fight for nothing. I don't even have to speak on it. My actions speak louder than my words. Where I stand and what I stand for represents itself, and it represents itself loud. You got the ability to walk into a room and change the whole atmosphere because they know that you're not playing. And this is what we need in our communities, and this is what's going on. Teenage kids going around raping 30-year-old women and robbing 12-year-olds. We have to stand up as a community and bring back and restore the elders in the community. What is an elder? Let me holler at my people for a minute in all these different conscious, awake, truth groups, and even some of you stuck in paganism and Christianity that ain't came out yet, but you listening, you paying attention, you're trying to come out, so I'm not going to dog you because I know it takes baby steps for some of y'all. That's what some of us who are awake have to realize. Rome wasn't built in a day. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, we can't keep condemning everybody and trying to clean the fish before we catch it. Some of them only know some of these old words and these old names. And so we have to understand that and be sensitive to that because we're going to have a pure language when we get there. We got youngsters, because they want to be able to identify, that's coming into these camps. And I'm going to talk about these camps in a second. And the moment they get in these camps, they're called elder so-and-so. And then you got these old cats talking about, yeah, you like an old man in a young's body, giving them that false hope. And then you got these OGs that come through and just coming into a lot of knowledge. And you got the young brothers telling them, well, how long you been in the truth? Well, 6 months. Yeah, I've been in this truth for 5 years now. I came in when I was 16. So, you know, you need to study up under me until you get there and all that. Let me say something to you, young cat. I'm going to give you a scripture precept, too. Our elders in our village represented age, because with age comes wisdom, because your older people have survived some things that you haven't even gone through yet. And with that, that means that they've conquered some demons that you ain't even conquered or addressed yet. There's some things they've been burnt by that they're not going to get burnt by again that you haven't even touched yet. It's a disservice to our community and a disrespect to promote somebody to something that they're not supposed to be into because they haven't earned that with longevity or time. And then to downplay those that come into the knowledge because they're just coming in. You're not the one that orchestrated or ordained when somebody comes in. Scripture makes it clear, one waters, one plants, but the Most High gives the increase, and he gives it in the time which he chooses. If he deems it the right time, then he brings all things into play and makes it all good at that time. Who are you to say, now that you've come in, get up under me, now that you're free, let me put you under bondage and tell you what you have to do? Crazy. Some of you Hebrew Israelites are coming into the knowledge and you're jumping right back into religion because you're saying, if you don't say the name the way I say it, you ain't got it because this is how we say it over here. And then don't dare let somebody challenge you. You say that's a spirit of confusion because they're tearing down your doctrine. You have become religious with your doctrine and your beliefs in these various camps. And once again, we're divided. Why? Because we're still under the curses. We ain't got enough sense enough to see what's happening and how this is being played out, that we're still being played. We can't put aside our doctrinal issues and beliefs. You have to understand that all of Israel is going to be dealt with by the Most High. Check this out. In 1 Chronicles 23:1, this is not a scripture type show, but I got to read this. Listen to this. So when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over all Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel, all the priests, and all the Levites. And the Levites, those are the ones that were allowed to minister and do the work around the temples and just and be around the ark and minister to the king. The Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward. You had to be over 30 years old before you could even become a Levite. I mean, when I was in the Christian church, I was always pissed at the little young minister that was cute because he could preach like T.D. Snakes at 17, and they want to call him reverend. Tell that boy to go to school and do his homework and become accountable and sit his butt down. That ain't cute. That's why you knew all that hooping and hollering was a joke anyway, because you got kids mimicking that at home and playing that. We used to play that stuff when we were kids. Let's play church, because that's what it was a joke, because they still playing church. Got somebody 20-something talking about give honor to those who honors do and obey those who have the rule over you. You're not ruling over me because you're under 30. You ain't even sold all your wild oats and things. You haven't experienced to live, and you don't even know who I am. If it wasn't for this grace and mercy, I'd probably bust you in your head trying to control me. Respect your elders. That's the way I would feel. And that was one of the things that helped to get me up out of that Christian church mess because of all the – there's so many things wrong in there. But all the blatant disrespect and trying to control somebody. So here's the deal. It's important to understand that your OGs and your elders, we have to learn to respect who they are. Because what I'm trying to do is encourage our elders in the community to stand up and be counted and to take back our community, take back our families, take back our children. I'm challenging brothers and sisters tonight to not let a day go by where you don't pour into a young person's life and bring them back to where they're supposed to be. Bring them back into the fold. Bring them back to how they could have a better life. Bring them back to how they don't have to do the things they're doing. Bring them to understand the power of sex and what it's doing to them. Bring them to understand what information, television, and music is doing to them. Bring them to understand that nutrition and food is important because it's screwing your brain up and you can't even think straight. Bring them to understand that your life ain't about getting high every day and burning up your brain cells until you're retarded and stupid and you can't even function. Who's going to deal with that young man who's 14 who's been raping women that's 30 years old while he's in juvie? He's not going to be rehabilitated. He's just going to be locked down and held down, but nobody's going to go pull his coattail and deal with that thing and that young man that's going to grow inside of him. Brothers and sisters, we got to. I'm talking to the brothers. Let me bring it back to my brothers. We've got to become strong in our communities and not docile and not afraid. If it's with your last dying breath, you see a group of young men, you say something to them. You don't walk across the street. Saw a group of young men. I seen an OG running down the street. He saw them. He ran out in the middle of the street to go around them, to avoid them out of fear. Fear has gripped our community. And they're thriving on it. They love it. They feel like they can just do whatever. Let us bring righteousness back to our communities. Let's bring righteousness back. It's time to start putting some people in check as it pertains to what's going on around us. Let's lose these doctrinal issues. Let's lose the divide. Let's lose the division. I don't care if you have to go to your neighborhood recreation center, start having some Saturday meetings. If you have to go to the store and buy something to give to these young men and talk to them, or if you have to catch them young, you need to start putting something in their ear that the Most High can work with, because we got to get them before the wrong thing gets them. We got to get them. We got to get them and tell them what's out here lurking. We got to get them. We got to tell them. One begats one. It grows. Brothers, let's do this. Let's stand up and get counted. I got a few things that I want to read to you before we get ready to close out with that. Some things I read in the news as it pertains to what's going on around us. I mean, have you heard about this Italian ship that supposedly ran upon some rocks, something like that? But I want to read this to you. This was put out January 14th, and you can find this at whatdoesitmean.com. A flash message was received in the Kremlin from the Northern Fleet Command, whose Russian Navy flotilla is in the Mediterranean Sea. After having just left their Syrian port of call, reports that the anti-submarine ship Admiral Chabaninko has detected the firing of a torpedo having the unmistakable signature of one fired from a Kilo-class submarine near Isola del Giglio, a popular vacation island about 18 miles off the Italian Tuscan coast. Within 10 minutes from the detection of this torpedo being fired, this flash message continues. A distress call, right after that was, they picked up that this torpedo was fired, a distress call was received from a cruise ship nearing the port of Del Giglio Costa named Costa Concordia. And it was owned by Genoa-based Costa Cruises, stating that it had been attacked and was in immediate danger of capsizing. Now, reports from the London Telegraph about this attack state that the Costa Concordia's passengers' dinner was interrupted by a loud boom around 8 o'clock, with an initial announcement claiming that the ship was suffering an electrical failure, ordering everyone on board to don life jackets and appearing to confirm this flash message of it being an attack. The Northern Fleet Command further states that after the initial distress call from the ship, U.S. Naval Air Station located in Sicily and known as the hub of the Med to cease open broadcast and instead use NATO encrypted communication only. Due to past attacks on cruise liners carrying international passengers, all Western ships of this type are required to carry NATO encrypted radios. Most disturbing about this flash message, however, is it stating that the only known submarine currently suspected to be in the Mediterranean Sea is one or possibly two possessing kilo-class torpedoes belong to the Islamic Republic of Iran Navy. Russian military analysts note that Iran has indeed previously stated its intentions to expand its naval forces to reach into international waters, with the commander of Iran's Navy, Rear Admiral Habibullah Sayari, saying this past March they plan to expand their Navy's operational zone far beyond the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman. Let's see. Iranian naval leaders this past June, according to their state-run Fars News Agency, further stated that they now had a total of 11 submarines, which they say would be used to patrol the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman, and that they would also send to distant waters such as the Red Sea and the Mediterranean. To why Iran would attack innocent Western civilians, Russian military analysts say, is due to the undeclared war being waged against the Iranians by the West that has killed a number of their top nuclear scientists, military troops, and bystanders, including women and children. The latest attack in this undeclared war came this past week, where another Iranian nuclear scientist was assassinated, and that their supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, said was committed by the abominable and cowardly intelligence services of the CIA, Mossad, United States, and Israel. Interesting to note that within hours of these charges being leveled against the U.S. by Iran's supreme leader, a number of top American intelligence officers leaked to the press that Israeli Mossad officers had posed as CIA agents and were recruiting for the Pakistani militant group Jundallah to carry out terror strikes in Iran. And as we can read in part, as reported today by London Daily Mail News Service, when President Bush heard that this was going on, he went absolutely ballistic, one agent said. After Barack Obama took office, the report claimed he drastically scaled back joint U.S.-Israel intelligence programs targeting Iran. Despite Israel's frequent propositions to carry out covert assassination missions against Iran's nuclear program. One intelligence official told the magazine, Israel is supposed to be working with us, not against us. If they want to shed blood, it would help a lot if it was their blood and not ours. It is amazing what the Israelis thought they could get away with, a U.S. intelligence officer told Foreign Policy. So fearful has the U.S. become about an Israeli attack on Iran, the New York Times reported yesterday that President Obama opened a clandestine communication with Iran's supreme leader, warning that if the Strait of Hormuz was closed, he would have no choice but use military force to reopen it. The Wall Street Journal is further reporting that President Barack Obama, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, and other top U.S. officials have delivered a string of private messages to Israeli leaders warning about the dire consequences of a strike, but at the same time are reported to be prepping their Mideast facilities for an Israeli attack on Iran. With embattled Nigeria, one of the biggest suppliers of oil to the United States, preparing to cease pumping oil on Sunday as it nears outright civil war, and when coupled with the staggering withdrawal by foreigners of over $85 billion in U.S. debt in the last 6 weeks alone, Russian economists warned that an attack on Iran would literally send the U.S. and EU economies into a death spiral, as the cost of petrol would reach nearly $15 a gallon. So dire has this situation become, the head of Kremlin Security Council, Nikolai Patrushev, warned yesterday that there's a likelihood of military escalation of the conflict towards which Israel is pushing the Americans. Also speaking today at a press conference in Brussels, outgoing Russian ambassador to NATO, Dmitry Rogozin, warned against the NATO attack on Iran, saying that Russia would view any military attacks as a direct threat to our security as well. Philip Giraldi, the former counterterrorism specialist and military intelligence officer of the United States Central Intelligence Agency, warned in his latest column what war with Iran might look like, that an attack by Iran, like the one suspected against the cruise ship, would indeed be the spark that sets off World War III. Unfortunately for the American people, who are not allowed to know these things by their propaganda media organs, the events described herein that they believe will have no effect on them couldn't be more mistaken, as the fires of this last global war will most surely affect us all. One can only hope these people awaken from their long slumber before all is truly lost. Of course, those people would be our people that believe that the driver of the cruise ship was drunk and was trying to make a U-turn and crashed the ship. This is what I'm in reference to when I say that the news does not give us the truth and is lying to us about everything that goes on around us. Some of our children, I'm talking about this young man, what we heard from the news, they have something going on, and I was supposed to have a sister on tonight, Sister Adams, who's a specialist in MK Ultra. She has a television show out here in Oakland, and I'll have her on next week for sure. They are sociopaths. They've become sociopaths, and they've been programmed to destruct and to have outrage of fits and violence based upon a command that will spark them to do these things. And a lot of this has happened with our children as well. So we can't believe everything we're seeing in the news. The other thing is that I implore you to not only wake up yourself, have yourself spiritually right, save as many people as you can in your area by preaching the truth and getting this truth out there about where we stand. Strange sounds are being heard all over the world coming out of the atmosphere. People are recording things in the clouds. I told one brother on YouTube, do you study on clouds? The Most High rides on the clouds. His ships are in the clouds. He led the children of Israel through the wilderness with a cloud. Something is being staged and set up, but we don't operate in fear. We prepare our people, we prepare our community, and we prepare ourselves for what is soon to come. I'm still challenging you. Better yourself as a tripartite, body, soul, and spirit. some days I need you to starve your body out and just go on a fast. Get your soul and your spirit right. And in the interim, change your character and stop thinking that what nobody sees you doing doesn't count and doesn't have an effect on you. Also begin to holler at our people, our young people. Don't just pray. I need you to verbally, sometimes physically, check them, stop them, change the situation. There's a lot of things getting ready to happen around us. And they want us to self-destruct as a community. They want us to be animals so they can treat us like animals. Let's try and warn our people. Let's try and sound the alarm. Don't just sound the alarm, though. Some of y'all are more fit than some of these other brothers out here preaching on these airwaves, you know, eating everything they can get their hands on, living any kind of way, just gluttons. And they can't even get out here in the streets to stand up to these young people. But some of y'all can still get at them. They look at you and they have the utmost respect for how you're keeping yourself up spiritually and physically. Now you need to holler at these brothers. Cry out against sin, man. Tell the truth. Say what's going on. Say what's on your heart, what's on your spirit. And furthermore, do your research and investigate these channels. The cruise ship didn't just tip over. Iran fired at them because Israel and America's firing at them. And Russia and China's already made it known exactly what they're going to do when the people invade Iran. I know at that time that there's going to also be an intervention. And some things are going to come down through the pikes of the U.S. And I know some people that want to be controlled by the government. You know, they want to be taken out the hood and put in the FEMA camps. As long as they got an Xbox, some food, and they can smoke their weed and drink, and there's going to be some women up in there. Y'all saw the run through in New Orleans when they blew up the levees. Y'all saw the test run. You saw how these people acted when they got in that stadium. Turned into animals, raping, shooting, killing each other. Some of you brothers going to have to stand up and pull a brother up off a female. You can't just stand by and watch this stuff go down. Some of you going to have to step in and stop murders. You saw the test run. And what they didn't tell you is that when the floods hit, they sent black water in there, and black water was gunning people down. Bodies weren't floating on the water because they drowned. People were getting gunned down. Police officers were getting gunned down because they were trying to protect the civilians from black water. Then get your mind right. Get your body right. Get your family right. Call a family meeting. Holler at the men in your family. You ain't got to go through these sisters. These sisters going to learn to follow suit. You got time to deal with you sisters. You're going to get up under these brothers and understand that they're the head of these families and the head of these communities. After a while, you're going to learn. You can have a voice. You can say something. You can raise these kids. You can speak. You know when to speak. But, no, we're not following you because that's perverted. So, brothers, let's stand up and do what we're supposed to do. That's all there is for tonight, and I'm going to close out by saying what we always say here. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey, not a destination. So when you come to the conversation, be prepared to pick up your anchor so that you can sail away with this knowledge of the truth and not into the destruction that is the lies that are all around you. Be the preacher, straight, no chaser. Shalom, shalom.
Call the sweet where I am, oh, mother, mother, ooh.